You let a Kali stealth ship follow you home? General David Sutton said as he glared at Lieutenant Colonel Will Johnson. Now they know where we are. James Sutton, the general's son, watched as his partner opened his mouth and then closed it again as if he didn't know what to say. James didn't either. They'd been as careful as they could, had taken every precaution, yet their safeguards had been for naught. Johnson sighed. Sorry, sir, he said finally. We tried to keep them from following us, including destroying a stealth ship that we did find trailing us, but we obviously missed the second one. We'll go back out and try to run him down as soon as we can get the ship rearmed. I've already sent someone after them, and there's little chance you'll chase them down with the head start they already have. Johnson shrugged. Little chance is better than no chance, and it needs to be stopped. If we can assist, who'd you say you sent after it? I didn't, but I sent Richardson, who was already out there and ready to go. Johnson winced. I understand about him being available, but surely you know that I'm better than him, right? With James, we're also a better crew than what he's got. Don't you want us to go out and back him up? I mean, we're here and we're ready. We just need a quick rearm and we're good to go. Richardson should be able to handle this. Sneak up from behind and kill a stealth ship. It's not a hard mission. But, sir, we're talking the safety of the planet. I wouldn't leave that solely in anyone's hands, especially Richardson's. I know you two haven't always gotten along, but this is something he is capable of accomplishing. No doubt, sir, and it's even more likely if you send two ships out. It takes a hunter to find a hunter. With two ships tracking it down, not only are we more likely to find it, but we have a better chance of killing it, too. Why are you so adamant about going? Three reasons, sir. First, we led the Cowley ship here. It's our fault, and I want to rectify it. Second, you may have complete confidence in Richardson, but I don't. Even if I did, 2-1 is much better odds than 1-1. That's just simple math. And finally, there are a number of ships that have recently appeared in Shergen. We stopped the first mission that was going to come this way, but that group is bigger, and a single ship is unlikely to be able to stop it. As soon as the info on where we are gets back, they'll be coming. General Sutton turned to James. And what do you think? Everything he said is true. After we blew up the battlecruiser, you what? Blew up the battlecruiser? James repeated. How in heaven's name did you do that? We disassembled our nuclear missiles, built bombs out of them, and strapped them to the back of the ship. Well, mine was on the back of it anyway, but the Cultans... Johnson shook his head at him, and James stopped. It took all his self-control not to laugh at how far his dad's jaw had dropped. General Sutton's mouth opened and closed a couple of times, and then he tried again. I'm not even sure where to go with that, especially since I have a feeling there's a lot more to the story, but I'll bet you two violated an awful lot of rules and regulations. Johnson shrugged. I was qualified to do all of it, well, almost all of it, in the past. Even if my qualifications might have lapsed in the interim, it was something that needed doing, and we got it done. The general frowned, and if possible, his face got even redder than it was before. I have a feeling that if my son was qualified to disassemble nuclear weapons, I'd probably be aware of that. True, sir, very true. He isn't qualified, but he was operating under my supervision for most of it. Just most of it? Well, we were pretty short of time, just like we are now, as a matter of fact. We'd be happy to brief you on all of it when we get back, but wouldn't you rather we go out and help Richardson chase down the Cowleys and prevent their return? Yes, I'd like to send you out to do that. Outstanding, sir, I'll go get... I wasn't finished. General Sutton said, his voice flat. Yes, I'd like to send you out. I'd also like to throw you in the brig. For what, sir? For destroying a battlecruiser with a stealth ship? For single-handedly stopping an invasion force? For destroying a depot site that could have been used for assault groups to get here? Am I getting warm with any of them? You blew up a depot, too?